And among today's teens and young adults, there is a worrisome, unhealthy trend. Sales of little cigars are on the rise. NPR's Patty Naiment reports.
Cigarette sales are down by about a third over the past decade. Not so for little cigars and cigarillos. Their sales more than doubled, particularly among teenagers and 20-somethings. One reason? They're flavored, sort of like candy. Jennifer Cantrell directs research at the Anti-Tobacco Legacy Foundation.
We're seeing chocolate, cherry, wild cherry, strawberry, grape, pretty much every flavor you can think of that you might see in a gum or a candy product we're seeing in little cigars and cigarillos.
To examine how heavily companies market to young people, Cantrell sent field researchers out to about 750 small grocery and convenience stores in Washington, D.C. She found stores in areas dominated by young people had far more ads for little cigars. They were outside the store, and they were clearly targeted to a youthful eye.
They're almost indistinguishable from candy packaging. Some ads that we've seen on the outside of stores, it almost looks like a big box of colorful crayons.
And the price is right, too. Unlike cigarettes, which cost about $6.50 a pack and can't be sold individually, little cigars are wrapped in packages of one, two, or three and average about 99 cents per cigar. The Altria company, which makes one of the most popular cigarillos, says they market to adult tobacco smokers, not to children. Even so, Mayo Clinic researcher and public health advocate Mignon Guy says little cigars are easier for kids to access than cigarettes, but no less harmful.
The average cigarette has approximately 8 milligrams of nicotine in it. The average cigar can range anywhere from 100 to 200 milligrams of nicotine.
That's a lot more nicotine than in a cigarette. And the problem is, today's teens and young adults don't just puff like in the old days, they inhale.
They're treating it like a cigarette and they're using them like cigarettes. They will say, I'll use them when I'm really stressed out, after a test, or after a long day's worth of work.
Guy says kids as young as middle schoolers are trying little cigars, and evidence shows the earlier in life people start using tobacco products, the harder it is to quit.
We've done a great job in communicating to the general public about the dangers of cigarettes, but we have not done a great job of communicating the harm and the risk and the danger of little cigars and cigarillos.
About 4 years ago, the FDA expanded oversight of cigarettes, restricting advertising and banning most flavors. The agency's now considering whether to take a similar strict stance when it comes to regulating little cigars and cigarillos. Patty Naiment, NPR News.